So we are holding on Tzadikei Amud Aleph, the fourth line. We talked about yesterday that now our Mishnah had said that if a man married his wife's sister, not realizing that his wife is still alive, then we said that that amounts to Znus. Now it isn't Issur Karis, because you're not allowed to marry a woman. If you married a woman, you're not allowed to marry her sister while the first one is still alive, and it's an Issur Karis like any other Erva. On the other hand, it doesn't answer his wife to him. So in the scenarios we were talking about, for example, we said Abraham is married to Rachel, or actually here, we're going to be using several diagrams from Mari Yavamas today. So if you still have it, we'll start on page 95 at the bottom. So if you have, for example, Moshe is married to Rachel, and then by mistake he ends up with Leah as well, thinking that Rachel is dead, and he goes and marries Leah, then Rachel does not in fact become us to him. So we said, we brought the pasuk that says v'shach from this week's parasha, v'shach of ish oisa shich basera, where oisa, Rachel herself, if she were to be mizanish, being a married woman, then it would answer her to her husband. But it doesn't answer her, but Shchivas Achoisa, having relations with her sister Leah, does not pass a law. So now we're continuing with the Braisa that analyzes that point. So the Braisa says, V'chiyochol v'aloy dinu. Now, you would think the reason why you need the Pasuk to tell you that is because otherwise you would have thought to make a Kavachoy. In a case where a man has relations with an isur kal, with a lesser level isur, and the Gemara is going to discuss later, beginning on the bottom of the Amud, what exactly the isur kal is. In the end, the Gemara is going to say that isur kal is actually ashes ish, which is obviously not kal in the sense it is, after all, a chiyuv misa. But it's an isur kal in the sense that there is a way to undo it by the husband giving her a get. So we'll get to that point further back down on the Amud. But anyway, the point is, you can make a kavu chomer then. When he has relations with an isur kal, nesar ha-oyser, then the one who made her oser becomes usur to marry her. So in other words, again, the maskana is going to be, we're talking about an ashes ish, but we're going to go through several possibilities before we get to that point. But in other words, if an ashes ish has relations with somebody else, then the one who asses her, the boil makes her usur to her, makes her usur to her husband as well, or rather her usur. Sorry, the usur over here is rather the husband. The husband himself, to begin with, when he married her, made her by that also to everybody else. So now he himself becomes also as a result of his wife being mizah. So makam shabo al isur chomer. So in that case, we could argue that when he has relations with an isur chomer, where in this case we're calling a wife's sister an isur chomer, because again, unlike Ashes Ish, which can be undone while the husband and wife are still both alive by getting divorced, here you can't, because the only thing that will undo the Isser is the first sister dying. Wouldn't it be maybe a Kavachomer that the one who makes her Osir should become Osir? So here, the Osir is the wife, Rachel. The fact that, when you consider what makes Leah off limits to Rachel's husband, the fact that she's Rachel's sister. So therefore, Rachel here is the oyster. In other words, so in the case of Ashes Ish, the husband, when he marries, so in the case of Ashes Ish, the husband, when Moshe marries Rachel, in this diagram over here, diagram 203 on page 95 in Yavamos, in Mari Yavamos, in a case where there's no sisters involved, a regular case where Moshe and Rachel are married, then Moshe is the oyser, because once he marries Rachel, she becomes off limits to anybody else. And we're saying that if Rachel is Mizana, then the oyser, namely Moshe, becomes oser to everybody else. So wouldn't it be a kavachoy, and that's an isur kal, as we're going to say later. So how much more so, we could argue that in the case where there's sisters involved, where Moshe is married to Rachel, and then he ends up being Mizana with Leah, where Rachel now is the oyser, she's the one who makes Leah off limits to Moshe because she's Leah's sister. and she's married to Moshe. So in a din chenasa ha'oser, wouldn't it be a kavachomer that the oser becomes oser, namely that Rachel should become oser to Moshe if he's mezana with her sister's Leah? With her sister Leah, and that is why the pasuk needs to tell us with the word oisa to tell us that it's not so, to not use that kavachay. Now the Braisa continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, loy nechaku b'shamay b'shilol b'barcha moisa shapoisal eshtishtay. Now we talked about yesterday that there's also in one of the arayas in the Torah is chamoisa is a man's mother or his wife's mother. We talked about yesterday, there's a pasuk that says, if a man does that, for ish yisrufu oisai v'es hen, that you give him and hen srefa, and we discussed what does that mean. Obviously you don't, as the Gemara is going to say soon, and our Gemara over here as well, you don't give both of them srefa, one of them on the face of it is mutter to him. So Rabbi Yehuda says, for reasons that we're going to discuss in a few lines, loy nechlechu b'shama b'shilo b'bar chamoisa shapoisa l'sishtoi, b'shama and b'shilo do not disagree regarding if he has relations with his mother-in-law, that by doing that, he passels his wife. So in other words, so if he's married to Miriam, and then he goes and has relations with Yecheved, then Rabbi Yehuda is saying both Bishama and Bishul are going to agree that not only Yecheved obviously is also to him, she's his mother-in-law, but even Miriam becomes also to him, even though before that they were legally married. And we'll see soon in a few lines why Rabbi Yehuda says that. There'd be a machlokas though if he has relations with his wife's sister, the case that we were just talking about. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, don't think that everybody agrees that in fact with that drasha of oisa shrivasa poisalta, no, in fact shavas shama and poisal or vesilal and loy poisal. The shama says in fact that in that case, if Moshe is mezana with Leah, then in fact Rachel would become also to him, and vesilal says that not. So this drasha that we said oisa shrivasa esarta, Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that Shammai actually would disagree with that drasha and say that in fact we would use that kavachomer and say that she's also to him. Amar Rabbi Yosi, so Rabbi Yosi says on the other hand no. Loy nechuku b'shama b'silo b'ba'a l'achos ishtei sh'loy poisal ishtei. On the contrary, when it comes to achos ishtei, they both agree that he doesn't passel his wife, because they do both agree to the drosha from oisa shrivosa isanta. But there's no machlokas about that. Alman nechuku, what are they arguing about the ba'a chamosei only when he has relations with his mother-in-law? We're there, Rabbi Yosi says, shabishama imim poisal or b'silo imim loy poisal. We're there, Bishama says that as a result of having relations with his mother-in-law, his wife is going to become also to him. So again, if he's Mizana with Yecheved, then Miriam will be also to him, according to Bishama. And Bishama says not even that.
It doesn't say Oisa by the Chamoisa, does it?
No, it doesn't, and that's why we're going to discuss why there's a difference. So
why are they arguing?
So let's see. Let's see. So the Braisa continues. Lefi shebetchila hu mutter b'chol anashim sheba olam. So we'll see Rabbi Yehuda's reason why he says that both Bishama and Bishilol agree that Chamoise asks his wife to him, and Rabbi Yosi is going to say that particular detail only Rabbi Yosi is saying only Bishama holds. According to Rabbi Yosi, only Bishamai holds that Chamoise is going to ask his wife to him. According to Rabbi Yehuda, both of them do. We'll discuss a little further down why Rabbi Yehuda holds that, and then we'll understand that Rabbi Yosi would say that Bishamai holds the same thing. But first, Rabbi Yosi says, why indeed everybody agrees that the wife's sister doesn't pass on him. It's not only because of the limud from the word oisa, because after all, the word oisa doesn't specifically say a sister, so why wouldn't we say it's, instead it applies to a mother? So we have to figure out, says Rabbi Yosi, let's figure this out logically. The fish of betchilo hu mutter b'cholam nashim sheba olam, v'hi mutteres b'cholam nashim sheba olam. Let's consider. To begin with, both the husband and wife, the husband is mutter to marry any woman in the world, any Jewish woman in the world, and she is also mutter to marry any Jewish man in the world. Kidsha, then let's consider the next stage. Once he's Makadisher, hu oisra, v'hi asartu. He makes her also to everybody else, but he makes her also to others, she also makes him also. But let's consider which one makes the other one more also. Meruba isur sha'asra, Ne isu shaso tohu. When you think about it, says Rabbi Yossi, the isur that he imposes on her is bigger than the isur that she imposes on him. Shuhu osur b'cholam noshim shiba'olam. Once he's makadosh her, she becomes off limits to all men in the world except for him. When he's makadosh her, who does he become osur? Only in her close relatives, her daughter, her mother, her sister, etc. So now you would think to make a kavah chomer, similar to what we said before. Umahu she'osra b'chol anoshim shebaolam, madach he the issur that he imposes on her, where he makes her osur to all the men in the world, and yet shogga b'osula. But if b'shogig she's mezana with somebody who's osur to her, namely with any other man, ainan esedus, she doesn't become osur to her husband if her husband's a kohen. Yeah, but we're not talking about that. In the ordinary case, nus b'shogig doesn't osur her to her husband. Shogga b'osula, if she does b'shogig with someone who's osur to her, ainan esedus b'motula, she doesn't become osur in the one who was motur to her all along, namely her husband. So then he, shaloi asar tohu, so in that case, we would make a kavachomer and say that if the isur that she imposes on him, shaloi asar tohu ela b'kreviseha, where to begin with, the isur that she placed on him is weaker because it applies only to her close relatives, how much more so, shogag ba'osuloi, that if he b'shogig is mezana with one of the ones who's also to him, namely one of her close relatives, how much more so that we should say that his wife doesn't become osur to him, that he shouldn't become osur in his wife with whom he was mutter all along. So therefore, in other words, if he had relations with one of her relatives, we wouldn't even need a pasuk to tell us that it wouldn't osur her. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi is saying that if it was b'shogeg, there's b'chlal no basis. We can show by this kal v'chomer that there would be no basis to asur his wife to him. Only l'mezid minayin. Where do we know that when it comes to mezid, then it would be different? Talmud lama oisa, and therefore the pasuk tells us oisa, and we say oisa shivasa isauta, ben shivasa choisa isauta, that having relations with her sister doesn't assert her. Now you could argue the same thing with a mother-in-law. So we're going to say in the next line, we're going to say a reason maybe why to say a mother-in-law is different. So now the Yehuda. Let me finish what we're saying over here, and then you can ask, okay? So what Rabbi Yossi is saying is, what Rabbi Yossi is saying is, forget psukim. Just the kal v'chomer tells us that there's no reason that at least if it was b'shogeg, that relations with his wife's relatives should make her also to him. If we're saying that b'shogeg, even her being mezana and the issur on her is much more all-encompassing, this includes all the other men in the world, doesn't answer her to him. So how much more so this? So therefore, so b'shogeg, Rabbi Yossi is saying there's no basis to say that it should answer his wife to him anyway. The question would be amazing. So now we have a pasuk that says oisa. On the other hand, as the Gemara is going to say in a second, we do have a pasuk by chamoisai, which on the other hand opposes that and says and implies maybe that chamoisai would in fact answer his wife to him if he has relations with chamoisai. So now Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that like this. When it comes to chamoisai, everybody is going to agree with the drasha that he's going to say in a second. When it comes to achoisai, then you're going to have, this shama is going to hold that at least the mezid, they're not accepting the drasha from the word oisa. Fine. Maybe b'shogeg they would accept Rabbi Yossi's kal v'chomer. Maybe not. But the mezid, they don't have to accept the drasha from oisa, and therefore the sister would in fact aser his wife to him. Whereas the civil would say, we accept Rabbi Yossi's kal v'chomer for shogeg, and we have the pasuk oisa to tell us the mezid. As far as chamoisa, that's different because you have a separate pasuk for chamoisa, which we're going to discuss next. Whereas Rabbi Yossi takes the view that the kal v'chomer will tell us across the board that none of his wife's relatives make the wife also to him. Only when it comes to chamoisa, maybe because you have a special pasuk, then this shamai is going to say that that's different, and this hillel is going to say not even that. So now, what are we going to ask?
why are we using a kal vachomer when in both situations it's a chayiv karis?
First of all, if it's b'shogeg, it's not chayiv karis, it's chayiv achatas. But that's the point. If an ishus, there's no question if an ishus ish is definitely an isur karis, and yet if it was b'shogeg, there's no karis, there's a chatas. But more to the point, we're not focusing over here so much on the penalty, we're focusing on the consequences. In fact, we're going to talk about that at the beginning of Amud Beis when we go back and forth in the discussion of what's the isur kal from the beginning of the Braisa, and we're going to say that isur kal is ishus ish. When you think of it, an ishus ish is not an isur kal at all. There's a mitzvah spacing involved, but it's kal in the sense, not because we're not talking about the consequences. We're not talking about the penalties. We're talking about the scope of the isur, and the scope of the isur of ishus ish in a way is less than achos ishle, because it can be undone while both parties are alive, as we're going to say soon in the Gemara. So certainly b'shogeg, there's no penalties. They have to bring a chatas. So therefore, so we're saying we can use that, the fact that she's not also, if it was b'shogeg and eishes ish, we can use that as a basis for a kal vachomer about the wife's relatives.
So it's only in the situation of a shogeg. We're not talking about
Rabbi Yossi's kal vachomer works for shogeg. The Mezid, obviously, it wouldn't tell us. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi is saying the Oysa tells us that don't ever apply it to a sister, even if it was the Mezid. And therefore, he says both Beshama and Beshillel would agree to that, and therefore they both agree that Achos Ishtoi is not going to ask his wife to him. Only when it comes to Chamoisai, then you have, we're going to learn Rabbi Yehuda's Drosha, and then Tosfos says, that Rabbi Yossi would say that Beshamai agrees with that Zerosha as well, and Beshillel doesn't. So Gemara continues. Amar Rab Ami, Amar Rab Shlokish, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that both Beshamai and Beshillel would agree that having relations with his mother-in-law asks his wife to him? So Dechtiv, you have the pasuk by Chamoisai, by his mother-in-law, that we learned yesterday. The pasuk is Va'ish Yisrufu Oisai V'Espen. And the pasuk says a man has relations with his wife, with his wife and her mother. Then it says you give him and them srefa. Now we discussed yesterday what the SN means, because it certainly can't mean that both on the face of it, it can't mean that both of them get srefa, because the first one he married perfectly legally, she's not chayiv any kind of misa. So Rabbi Yehuda says again, are you telling me that all three of them, the entire household, would get srefa? Why? The first wife didn't do it, the wife didn't do anything wrong. When she married him, it was completely mutter. So therefore, we learned yesterday, we had Rabbi Shmuel saying that it means only one of them, and Rabbi Akiva saying that it means both of them, and we discussed what that means exactly. Is it only that Rabbi Akiva is just arguing how to understand the pasuk, but of course he agrees with the din that only one of them, that only one of them is killed. Unless in fact both of them would be Isser, because we said there could be the case, for example, where there's three women involved and two of them would be Isser, or does Rabbi Akiva say it has to do with whether his wife is still alive or not? Rabbi Yehuda takes a different tack. He says, in Ein Inim Srefa, given that word, the S-Hen, can't mean that all of them get Srefa, because there's no reason why the wife that he married, in our example, Miriam, there's no reason she should get Srefa. When he married Miriam, it was perfectly legal. Then Rabbi Yehuda says you can instead apply it to the Isser, that it means that both of them become also to him. So now he's saying both Beshama and Beshillel would agree with that drasha, and therefore if he has relations with his mother-in-law, then an Asser is his wife to him. Other relatives, then you have the word Oisa, but Rabbi Yehuda is saying only Beshillel would hold of that, Beshamai would not. But when it comes to Chamoisai, since it says SN, and you can't use it for Srefa, so you apply it to the Isser, then he says that's how it would be, and therefore, in fact, both of them would be also to him. Now, Rabbi Yossi says Tosfos would say, but Shammai holds that, but Shammai does not. Okay. So that explains then what we're saying, that when he has relations with his wife's sister, it doesn't passel his wife to him. With the exception, now we're going to talk about on Amud Beis, we're going to start talking about a scenario which we touched on in the Gemara yesterday on Sadeh Dalet Amud Beis, where the sister herself is married, and then when you have more complications involved. So we'll get back to that. But so far, the basic case is, for example, so Moshe was married to Rachel. He thought that Rachel was dead, so he married Leah. Turns out that she's not. then Rachel does not become also to him. So far, that's what we're saying. We're saying, according to Rabbi Yossi, everybody would agree to that, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, they still overhold that. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. The Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, if he has relations with his mother-in-law, it does not answer his wife to him, because the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that the Shama and the Hillel argue about that case, and as usual, the Halacha would be like the Hillel. So the Gemara tells, there was once a man who had relations with his mother-in-law. After Rabbi Yehuda Nagde, Rabbi Yehuda the Amora, of course, brought him to Beis Din Nagde and gave him Malchus. This is long after Mrs. Beis Din was no longer in effect. So you couldn't give him Mrs. Beis Din. So therefore you had to give him Malchus. So one possibility is that he gave him Makas Malchus. Anyway, whatever it is, so he did that. And he also tells him, you should know, if it weren't for the fact that Shmuel had said the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, then I would have said that your wife is also to you forever, because if the halacha had been like Rabbi Yehuda, then that's what we would say. That even Beis Hillel would say that you having relations with your mother-in-law answers your wife to you. So you can be very, so consider yourself lucky that you're getting out of this without having lost everything, that your wife still remains mutter to you. Mind you, there might be dirabbanan. We might say that not necessarily, because, we have something the Gemara says elsewhere, that if a man was mezana with a woman, then the dirabbanan, he shouldn't marry certain relatives of hers, because we're concerned that then, people tend to visit their relatives, and then they're going to get involved again, but that would be at most dirabbanan, and besides which, if he's already married to her, that wouldn't necessarily apply. Okay, so now going back to the braisa, we said at the top of the Amud, we made a kavah chomer based on isur kal and isur chomer. So again, we started by saying, before we got to the machlokas of Yosi, and before we got to the machlokas of Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, we said that the reason why we need a pasuk to tell us that shchivas achosa is not osarta, why would we think that it would, is because you would think to make a kavah chomer between the isur kal versus this, which is an isur chamur. So let's figure out my isur kal. What is the isur kal? What is the lesser level isur that the braisa is referring to? So Rav Chista says, we're talking about where he remarried his wife after his divorcee, after she married somebody else. So in Mari Yavamas, we're now on page 96. You have diagram 204 illustrates the scenario where Moshe originally was married to Miriam. He divorced her. She married an unrelated man, David. And now, illegally, after David dies or divorces her, then Moshe remarries Miriam where he's not supposed to. So we're calling that, so Rav Chista says we're calling that Isur Kal. So now let's consider what were the stages over here. When the second one had relations with her, first of all, when Moshe first had relations with her, when Moshe first married her, Osrale Dahai, then he makes her Osir to, Balahai means when David, who married her second, when he has relations with her, Osrale Dahai, then he answers her to her first husband, because now there's an Isulab, that he's not allowed to remarry his Grusha. And vice versa, Bala Idoch Osrale Dahai. And vice versa. If now Moshe does do that Isur Kal and has relations with her, then she's also to David. Because you think about it, in each case, she's a divorcee from both of them, and each one she married somebody else in between, and therefore she's also to her husband. So it works specifically. Not only is Moshe also and Miriam once she married David, but vice versa. If Moshe now illegally remarries her, then she's also to David. So in other words, the original Oser is David, the Nesar is Moshe, and it works the other way around as well, that Moshe can become an Oser and also Aser the Nesar. So now we're making the Kavachomer that nevertheless, once that, before that second part happens, if if Moshe does not remarry her, then let's work it out. He said, Umab Mokum Shabal Isu Kal Neser Hoiser. So we're saying like this. So we're considering again this Machzor Gerushas, we're calling Isur Kal. We're saying the Oyser is David, because once David marries her and has relations with her, she becomes Oyser to her original husband Moshe. So now, if Moshe has relations with her, then that Aser is the Oyser. Then David also becomes Oyser in the future to marry Miriam. So now we make a Kavachomer from that to Achoyser, right? And therefore, so that would be the Kavachomer. However, the Gemara says that doesn't work as a Kavachomer. Malo Machzor Grushos in Mishnayis. Consider there's a big difference with this Machzor Grushos after she got married, because she came Nitzma Aguf. Number one, her own guf was Tomei, as opposed to in the case of a wife's sister, where the problem was not with the wife, it was with the sister. The Isura Beroiv. Furthermore, the Isur is in Roiv. The Isura, which we'll explain in a second what that means. The Isura Isur Olam, and it's an Isur forever. Once Moshe has relations with her, she's also to David forever, because she was David's, because she's David's ex-wife. As opposed to with a wife's sister, it's none of the above. The wife herself was not involved in the znus. Isura Baroiv, let's explain in a second. And Isura Isur Olam is not, because if the original wife, if Rachel dies, then Leah is mutter to her husband. So it's not the same thing at all. You can't extra Kavachomer. Now Rashi takes out the words Isura Baroiv, because Isura, we're going to have soon, in the case of Yavama, we're going to talk about Isura Beroiv in the sense that the Isur applies across the board to many people. A Yavama is not allowed to marry anybody except for the Yavam, until Chalitza, as long as there's a Zika, until Chalitza Yavam is done. So Rashi takes out the words Isura Beroiv over here, because what do you mean? The Isur, once Moshe has had relations with her, or remarries her, or whatever, the Isur is only on David. The Isur is not on everybody. As long as they're married, obviously, the Isur is on everybody else. But if Moshe then divorced her, then she's also only to David. She's not also to the whole world. How can you say Isura Beroiv? So Rashi takes out those words. On the other hand, Tosfos keeps them in, which is why we have them in the Gemara, and says, no, Isura Beroiv doesn't mean how many people she's also to. It means how many people the Isur can happen through, in the sense that if the same thing would work if it wasn't David, if it was another man that married her. Any man who marries her after she's divorced from Moshe, then you have the same rule. So as opposed to with a chos ishtoi, where it's only the only man that triggers the iser is the sister's husband. In other words, in a case of two sisters, Rachel and Leah, if somebody else has relations with Leah, obviously it doesn't pass on Rachel to her husband. So that's what we need Isura Beroiv. So anyway, the point is, so Machzor Grushosei can't be the basis for such a Kavachomer, because Machzor Grushosei, you have several factors in it that make it more stringent than Achos Ishtoi. So how could you say that's an Isur Kal, and yet the Isur is not Neser, how much more so you'd think by a wife's sister, and you need the pasuk to tell you otherwise? Why? This one has several stringencies in it. So no, that doesn't work. Ela Amar Shlokish Yavama. Rather, the Shlokish says the Isur Kal of the top of the Amud is referring to a Yavama. Well, the Gemara says Yavama Laman. Well, who are we talking about? Is the Yavama married? Ilema La'acher. Are we talking about where the Yavama married somebody outside the family, or Yavama La'shuk? V'chid Rav Hamnuna. And you would be saying that the Brais would be following Rav Hamnuna, the Amar Rav Hamnuna, Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa Asura L'Yavama, where we've learned previously that Rav Hamnuna holds that a Shemeres Yavam was Mizana is also to her Yavam, because he considers that he considers that the Zika is tantamount in a certain sense to an actual marital relationship, and therefore just like if she was married and she was Mizana deliberately, then she'd be also to her husband. Sort of Hamnuna says the same thing if she's the same thing if she's a Shemeres Yavam. So you'd be saying the same thing. So you'd be saying again, so here we have the next diagram, that if Miriam is a Shemeres Yavam, and instead of doing Yibum, or instead of doing Yibum or Chalitza with Shimon, she instead goes in Mizana with Menashe, we'd call that an Isur Kal, and we'd say again that the same logic would apply. We'd say Shimon is the one who's oyser her, to everybody else, because as long as Shimon is around and he hasn't done Yibam or Chalitza, then his Zika is on her, and therefore she's also to have anything to do with Menashe. And we're saying, according to Rav Hamnuna, if Menashe now is Mizana with her, then it answers her to Shimon, who is the Oyser, so you would next to a Chomer to that, from that to a sister. Again, the same problem as before. Mali Yavama Shekei Nitma Aguf. Again, the Isser was done with her herself, as opposed to a wife and her sister, it was not. The Isser of a Roiv, and here the Isser is in Roiv. Here, even Rashi will leave in the words Isser of a Roiv, because that's what it means. According to Rashi's definition of Isser of a Roiv, it means the Isser. It means that the Isser it applies to all the men in the world. And according to Tosfos' definition, it means the Isser can be triggered by all the men in the world. Any man other than Menashe, that's Mizana with her, would accomplish the same thing. So that doesn't work as a Kavu Chaymer. Ela Yivama La'achin. So are you talking about Rish Lakish saying Yivama? Do we mean if the Yivama had relations with one of the brothers? So what we would mean is, what we would mean is, if one of the brothers did Maimer with this Yavama, then by doing that, he answers her to all the other brothers, because as we've learned before in the Masechta, once he does Maimer, which is the Kedushin of a Yavama, which are Dirabanon, then she's off limits Dirabanon to any of the other brothers. And actually, Tosfos says that actually we may even, our Gemara would have to be, in order for this Kavu Chomer to work, because we're talking here on a Daraisa level, our Gemara would have to be following the opinion that we learned several times earlier in the Masechta that says that Maimer is actually Koinim Daraisa. We learned previously that there were a number of Tanoim and Amaroim who held that Maima Koina Daraisa, and this would be this or Braisa, then according to that, would be one of them. So if you have several brothers, so there's Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, let's say. Reuben was married to her and died, so now she's a Shemeres Yavam. If now Shimon gives her Maimer, then that answers her to Levi, so Shimon therefore is the Oyster. But now if Levi has relations with her, then he answers her to Shimon, and the result is that Shimon is going to have to give her chalitza. So you'd make a kavu chomer from that. Well, in that case, then why do we even need to mention bia? My area should ball our shady. Well, what's the difference? It wouldn't matter whether Levi did bia with her. That he doesn't even need to do bia with her to ask her to Shimon. I figure over banami maimer. The same thing would work, even if he just gave her maimer. Because if Shimon gives her maimer, and Levi also gives her maimer, then it also is effective. We learned previously around Daf Nun in the fifth parak, we said that yesh maimer acha maimer, according to the Chachamim. So Shimon's Maimer has an effect and answers her to Levi Midrabanon, at least Midrabanon, we'll say Gemara is saying maybe even Daraisa, and Levi's Maimer also has the effect of answering her to Shimon. So there'd be no reason to mention Bia at all. Okay, the Gemara says Holei Kasha. That's not such a problem, because you could say that the Braisa at the top of the Amud is Kerem Gamliel, Drama Ein Maimer Acha Maimer. We learned there in that parak. That Rav Gamliel holds Ein Maimer Acha Maimer, that if Shimon gives her Maimer, then Levi's Maimer is not able to take effect b'chlal. So you could say our Braisa is going like that, and saying that therefore we can't construct a case involving two Maimorim necessarily. We need where one did Maimer and the other did Bia. Okay, so the Gemara asks, still, you still don't need Bia in order to ask her to the first brother. The same thing would work even if Levi gave her a get, or even if Levi did chalitza. In all those cases, she becomes also b'shimen. So you don't need Bia of Levi, and the Braisa is making it sound like the only thing that Levi could possibly do to ask her would be Bia, when in fact that's not the case. So therefore, we can't say that the Isser Kal of the Braisa is anything having to do with the Yavama. Because again, if we're talking Yavama Lashruk, then you have the same problems as with Eches Ish. And if you're talking around with Yavama with the brothers, then it's not only Bia, you'd have other things that would have the same effect as well. So Achos Isher, in other words, the only thing, Tosfos teaches out, in other words, the only thing that would ask Achos Isha is only a Bia, which is Osir. But here, it's not a matter of Bias Isser or not. It's a matter of has the Zika been broken, and Chalitza, or again, will break the Zika to varying extents, and therefore, and therefore shall be also the Shimon. So therefore, so it's not a Kavu Chomer, because it's not even relevant, really. Now, Ela Amar Rav Yechanan Soita. So rather, Rav Yechanan says that the Isser Kal of the Braisa at the top of the Amud is talking about Soita. Well, again, let's figure out, says the Gemara. Soita Laman. Then who are we talking about the Soita being Osir to? Ilema Labal? Are we talking about the fact that she's also to the that she's also to the husband? We know that once she becomes a soita, once he tells her al tisasri and ishponi, and she does, then she becomes also to her husband. If now her husband has relations with her, which is also, then that's what we'd be talking about over here. We'd be saying she'd be also to the boil forever, even if her husband afterwards dies or divorces her. And the reason would be because then she can't drink the mei sota anymore. Again, the Gemara says, Mai irya bala. Again, why mention specifically that that's triggered by bia? After the nosam or get, the same thing would apply if her husband gave her a get. Anything that prevents her from drinking the mei sota would have the same effect. She'd be also to the suspected boil forever. So even if he gives her a get, even if he says, I'm not going to give her to drink, which, as it says in Sota, he has that option. He can say, I don't want to give her to drink, I just want to divorce her. So Tosfos says, one second, is that in fact the case? Who says that, it's not really so simple, actually. Who says that if he says Eini Mashka, that he doesn't have the ability afterwards to change his mind and to say, you know what, I will afterwards give her the Mesota. So Tosfos says, apparently, it seems from our Gemara that in fact that is so. Once he says, I'm not going to give her the Mesota, then that's it. There's no going back on that. And Tosfos brings a bit of a proof for that from a Mishnah in Sota. On the other hand, it's really not so simple, and there's no place else where it says such a thing. And in fact, the Oruch Hamer on Or Gemara discusses that and says not necessarily. I mean, Tosfos is saying that, but for example, the Rambam doesn't bring that halacha that if the husband says Eini Mashka, that's it; it can never be undone, implying that in fact he could change his mind according to the Rambam at least. So the Rambam would have to explain Or Gemara as meaning that he says Ein ani mashka, and then afterwards something in fact happens to prevent it from happening. So the point is, in other words, again, you don't need bia in order to trigger the isser. So what are we saying if we say that the isser kal is the husband having relations with his wife Asoita, and we'd be making the kavachomer umaba mokum shukbal isur kal, when the husband has relations with the isur kal, namely his wife who's Asoita, nesa ha'oser, the one who made her oser, namely the boil, who's the one who, because of him, she's oser to her husband right now, himself becomes oser because now she can't drink the mei sota, therefore the boil was oser to her forever, and you'd be making a kavachomer from that to when he had relations with his wife's sister. But again, since it doesn't require bia, since the same thing can happen with anything else that prevents the mei sota from being given, then that's not a valid kavachomer. Ela soita the boil. So you're going to say, you're talking about that the soita has relations with the boil, and you're going to say that the fact that she has relations with him is what asks her. So he's the oyser. He makes her husband, who previously was mutter to her, also to her. And one says, what do you mean? Hi, isur kalu. That's not an isur kal. Isur chomuru. It's an isur chomuru. That's a serious isur. Dahainu eishas ish. That is exactly the isur of eishas ish. And eishas ish is a pretty severe isur. So Rava says, rather, you know what? The Isur Kal of the Braisa that's used as the basis for the Kavachomer is in fact an Eshesish. And it's called an Isur Kal in the sense that it can, as we said before, it can be undone while both parties are alive. Because she's an Eshesish, she's also to everybody else. So the Oyser is her husband, because once he married her, once he was Makadish her actually, then he asses her to everybody. But on the other hand, we call it an isur kal because the husband can divorce her and then she's mutter to everybody else. Now the kavachomer would go like this: Ma the makam shabal isur kal. If another man has relations with her, which we're calling an isur kal in the sense that because the isur can be undone while everybody is alive, neser ha'oser, the one who made her oser in the first place, namely her husband, becomes oser because once she's mezana berotzen, then she's oser to her husband. Then we would say if he has relations with an isur chomer, namely a wife's sister, where that isur is going to last throughout the lifetime of the wife, then we would say you would think of kavachomer that the wife should be oser, and therefore we need to tell us a pasuk that not. So my calling it Isrukal. So why are we calling it Isrukal? Shaina Oistra, Oistra Koyomov. Because unlike in the case of a wife's sister, the Isr is not, the Isr does not apply throughout the Oisers, throughout the husband's life, because the husband can divorce. Now, here's where Tosfos points out that, which we touched on before. Now, it's true, of course, that Eishes Ish involves Mrs. Beistin, which is much more serious, as opposed to Achos Ishto, which is only Kodis. On the other hand, so Tosfos just says there's a reason to be Machmir because the Isser applies throughout the whole lifetime. Tosfos Yeshanim says a little differently. I mean, we're not trying to learn a Chumrah. We're trying to learn an Isser. We're trying to learn the scope of an Isser, and therefore what punishment there is for being over on the Isser is not really relevant. Like we talked about before, the Mezid Kodis, Shogit Chatos, but we're not really getting into that. We're getting into more what the scope of the Isser is, and the scope of the Isser of Eishes, of Achos Ishtoi is greater because it exists throughout the wife's lifetime, as opposed to the scope of Eishes Ish is narrower because it can be undone while the husband is alive. So that's the Kavachomer. So we would have thought on the basis of that Kavachomer that having relations with his wife's sister passels his wife to him, and therefore we needed the word Oisa in the passage to tell us that not. So the Gemara says, Tanya Namihochi. In fact, now that we went through that whole discussion, we find a Braisa that says exactly that, that the Isrukal is Eishes Ish. Abachon and Omer Mishum Reb Elazar, Eishes Ish. That's what we're using as the basis for the Kavachomer. So Madach, when he has relations where another man has relations with an Isrukal, with the Eishes Ish, and it's called Isrukal Sha'ina Oistra Koyamav, the one who made her also, namely her husband, is not able to ask her for his whole life because he's able to divorce her, Neser her Oistra, and yet as a result of her Znus, that Oistra, her husband, becomes also to her, Habal Isrukhomer, so then when it comes to an Isrukhomer of a wife's sister, Sha'a Oistra Koyamav, where the one that makes her also, the first sister, Rachel, makes her sister, Leah, also to her for the whole life, really, we're called Yamav, really, it's probably supposed to be called Yameha, Eina Dinch Nasser Ha'Oisra, wouldn't it be a Kavachomer that the one who creates the Isra in the first place, namely Rachel, would become also herself, Tamad Lama Oisa, and that is why we need the word Oisa to tell us, Oisa Shrivasa Isarja, then Shrivasa Choisa Isarja. So ultimately, that's why we need that. And then we have the continuation of the Braisa that we learned on Omer Aleph, where you have the whole business about Bes Shama and Bes Hillel and about Chamosa and all of that. Okay, but that's that then. The Lamaskana was saying that's how we learn it, and therefore, so we would have thought to make that Kavachover. Instead, the Pasuk is telling us Oisa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, only Bes Hillel agrees with that Darasha. According to Rabbi Yossi, both Bes Shama and Bes Hillel. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi's version of it, which means, therefore, that, well, when it comes to a sister, it's not really Negeo who the halacha is like, because even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bez Hillel holds that, and the halacha would be like Rabbi Yehuda. When it comes to Chamoisa, then it's relevant to talk about who the halacha is like. Yeah, what?
One clarification. In the case of the Eishes Ish, once she has a get from her husband, the boel can have relations again with her or not?
Well, if it was, no, in fact, that's what we were saying before. That's what we were saying. In fact, that's what we were saying at the bottom of Amun Aleph. If the husband gives her a get, the boil nevertheless remains also to her because the boil is the one who triggered the whole process of soita in the first place. But that's actually, I should say, I mean, that's what we're talking about when there was a soita process. Kashem shasur labal, hachasur laboil. I should say, if there's a sota process, or if we know that she was with this boil, any case of suffix sota or vade sota, yeah, she's going to remain also to the boil. The only way she ever becomes mutter to him is if she drinks the mei sota, and of course, if she and her husband get divorced, then there's no mei sota. But nevertheless, she's still also to everybody else. She's still mutter, I mean, to everybody else. Now, we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi and Mekosha Poisavola, after we mentioned this whole scenario about a man's wife being mutter to him, even though he married her sister, where he wasn't supposed to, so the end of the Mishnah had said, Rabbi Yossi had said, Kol Shaposavai De'acherim Poisavai De'atzmai, anybody who passels somebody to somebody else, passels also for himself, V'chol She'en Poisavai De'acherim, Ein Poisavai De'atzmai, and anybody who doesn't passel to others does not passel to himself. So my comment, Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi mean? What is the scenario that he's talking about? Now, we're going to understand that, Rav Yossi is referring to the case that we talked about on Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis at the beginning of the Gemara, which is where the wife's sister, all this time we've been talking about where the wife's sister was unmarried. Now let's talk about the case where the wife's sister herself was married to another man. And now you have to take that into consideration. So we talked about the case, for example, where his wife and his brother-in-law went overseas. So now we're up to, we can look at diagram 206 just to start. We're going to talk about different parts of the Mishnah, but the basic diagram, we can use that. You have two unrelated men, Moshe and David. They're married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. And we're saying that if Leah and David, for example, go overseas, Rachel and David go overseas, so Rachel, Moshe's wife, and David, Leah's husband, go overseas or whatever, and then we get a report that they're dead, and Moshe goes and marries Leah then, and then David and Rachel show up alive. Now we have a problem. Now we have Leah also to her husband David, and is Rachel also to her husband Moshe? So Rabbi Yossi is going to be talking. We're saying both Rachel and David.
Wow.
Yeah. You need that, because if only Rachel was dead, Moshe still can't marry Leah. She's still an aged fish. And if only Leah dies, then there's nothing to talk about. So, mm-hmm. I mean, if only David dies, then he can't marry Leah because she's his wife's right. sister. So we have to be talking about where the report was that both Rachel and David died, and then Moshe went and married Leah, and now it turns out that both Rachel and David are alive. So now, so Rav Yossi would be addressing that case. So, Ilema de Ka'ama Tanakama, de Ozel Ishle de Gisilim Dinasiyam. So are we talking about, the Tanakama is implying about a case where the wife and the brother-in-law both went overseas, which we said at the beginning of the Gemara, that the Mishnah seems to be implying that even in that case, Rachel remains mutter to Moshe. So Eishes Gisei Ashtir of Ishtei Sharia. So the implication is the Tanakama would be saying, sure, Leah becomes also to her husband, because after all, because that's a case where she was told that her husband is dead and she remarried, and it turned out her husband was alive, where we've been discussing throughout the parak all the consequences of that, one of them being that she's also to her husband. But on the other hand, we're going to say Rachel remains mutter to Moshe because we said Eish Chivas Achoisa Isarta, as we've just been discussing in the Gemara. And the Ka'amalei Rav Yossi, so now Rav Yossi is saying to the Chachamim, no, Ki Heichi De Ishtei Sharia, Eishet Gisei Nami Sharia, just as Rachel remains mutter to Moshe, in this case, Leah should remain mutter to David. Is that what Rav Yossi is saying? So now we read Rav Yossi as saying that we says since his own wife, so Rav Yossi would be saying, since his own wife doesn't become also to him, therefore the other wife isn't becoming also to her husband as a result of him having married. We make this an exception to the rule that when a woman is told her husband is dead and she remarries, that she's also to both of them forever. We would say, Rabbi Yossi is saying this is an exception to the rule.
How do you say that kosher ain't posel?
Kosher ain't posel. I dare hear
it. So, why is this ain't posel?
Well, that's what we have to figure. One second. Ihachi. If that's what Rabbi Yossi means, then the Lashon in the Mishnah doesn't work out. That. Why is he saying kosher ein poisel ide achirim ein poisel ide atzmai? Rabbi Yossi is saying anybody who does not passel somebody, who does not passel a woman to somebody else, is also not passeling to himself. In other words, the implication is Rabbi Yossi is saying it's a given that we're talking about a case where he's not assuring her to her husband. Therefore, in that case, we also say that triggers, therefore, that he's not assuring his own wife to himself. In that case, the lashon is backwards. Kosher ein poisel ade atzme, ein poisel ade chirim b'ribay. In this case, Rabbi Yossi is starting, if we're understanding Rabbi Yossi the way we just said, that he's starting with the premise that Rachel is not also to Moshe, as in the regular case where he had relations with his sister. And on the basis of that, Rabbi Yossi wants to say, therefore he's not passeling Leah to her husband David either. So in that case, that should be the lashon. Kosher ein poisel ade atzme. He's not passeling his wife to himself. The fact that he had relations with Leah doesn't passel her sister Rachel to him, who they've been married all along. So then, because of that, we're also saying that Leah therefore doesn't become also to her husband. So the lashon in the Mishnah doesn't work out. So you're going to say Rav Yossi means the other way around. So you're going to say maybe Rav Yossi is saying the other way around. Just as Eishes Gisa, just as Leah, the wife of his brother-in-law, is going to be Osir, and that's a given, let's say, because that's going to be like the regular case of a woman who's told that her husband is dead and remarries, and then it turns out her husband is alive. So you're going to say, just as she's Osir, Ishke Nami Asira, you're going to say by the same token in this particular case, his wife would be Osir. In other words, even though we said before that in Shrivas Achoisa Isarta, but this would be an exception. Rav Yossi is saying that here the two things go hand in hand. In the case where Leah was unmarried, there's nobody for Leah to become also to by Moshe having relations with her. Here, there's somebody for Leah to become also to, namely her husband. So you're going to say Rav Yossi is saying that's different, and therefore the fact that Leah is also to her husband is also going to trigger that Rachel is also to her husband. Well, Hotena Kol Shepoisel. So fine, that explains the first half of Rav Yossi's statement. He'd be saying Kol Shepoisel Idacherim. Any case where he's passeling somebody else to somebody else, namely he's passeling Leah to her husband David, then Poisel Idaatzma, then he's also passeling his own wife to himself. So fine, that first half works out. But what about Kol She'ena Poisel Ayabite? What are you doing with the second half of Rav Yossi's statement? What is that supposed to mean? And Tosfos says you can't say that it means that Rav Yossi is saying that if Leah is not married, then there's no problem, because the fact that he uses the expression acherim implies that there were acherim involved over here and was saying she's not osir. And so if Leah is not married, there's no acherim to talk about. So therefore, it has to be that we're talking about some kind of scenario where the wife's sister is married. Well, then what's the case? So Amram Ami Aresha. So Rav Ami says, actually, Rav Yossi's statement is referring not to something in our Mishnah, but rather to something all the way back at the beginning of the Perek. As we've said before, very often the Gemara will take it that all the Mishnayos in one Perek that are all on the same topic are all like one long Mishnah, and therefore can call them Resha and Sefer. So Rav Yossi would be referring back all the way to the beginning of our Perek, where we said, now we distinguished over there, we had all the various cases where a woman, we had all the various cases where a woman remarries having been told that her husband is dead. And one of the distinctions we made the distinction, among other things, between whether there's one aid or two aid. Now, so we said, we called it when it was one aid, we call it Al Pi Basin, because then she needs Basin's permission to be married. Versus when there were two aid, and we called it Shaloy Al Pi Basin, because then in principle she doesn't need Basin's permission because she has two aid. So now, Rav Ami is saying, Rav Yossi is referring back to that Mishnah. Where the Mishnah said Nisus Al Pi Basin, that if she got remarried based on permission of Basin, Tetzei, she still has to divorce her new husband, or Pturah Min HaKorban, however she's Potter from a Korban because we talked about that she's Toilah Be Basin, and we had a whole discussion of that a few days ago, whether in fact she is Potter from a Korban, but our Mishnah said she is. Al Pi Edim, but if she was married based on, so that was, if it was Al Pi Basin, namely there was one aid, Al Pi Edim, but if there were two Edim in plural, then Tetzei, she also has to get divorced, the Chayeves for Korban, however she's Chayev in a Korban, we said, Yofa Koychosh or Basin, Shapotim in a Korban, that Basin has a stronger power because he parted her from Korban. So now, the point is, we're not focusing so much on the Korban aspect, we're focusing on after the Mishnah had mentioned that point about her being Chayev and Potter in a Korban, after that it mentioned that if it was Al Pi Beis Din, then we said that she may be mutter to remarry her first husband. So now, Rav Yossi is saying, So now the Tanakama is saying like this. Now so loishna pi edim de eishes gisa shalya. So now the Tanakama against Rav Yossi would be saying it doesn't matter whether the marriage happened based on edim, where in the eishes gisa shalya, where that Mishnah is saying, we said before that was the opinion of Rav Shimon. Now we discussed the other day, actually, we said we brought a statement of Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yeshua before on Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis that said that in fact there is no difference whether there were one aid or two aidim. Either way, once the husband shows up alive, she's also to her new husband as well as to her old husband. However, we said there Rav Shimon disagrees. So the Tanna Kamma over here would be saying would be Rav Shimon. So he says that there's a difference between one aid and two aidim. So he says if there were two aidim, we're then de'eshes gisei shalya. Now in that case, if Leah was remarried based on two aidim that her husband was dead, then in fact she would remain mutter to her husband because we only apply the penalty, said Reb Shimon, only if she was married based on one aid because she should have been more careful. But if there's two aidim, then what do you want her to do? Two aidim is the gold standard. So the loy shnah alpi based in the eshes gisei asira, or whether we're talking alpi based in, where mainly there was one aid, where there she becomes also to her husband. Either way, the Tanna Kamma is saying that Rochel remains mutter to her husband. So Leah, there may be a case where she's also, there may be a case where there was mutter, depending whether it was one or two aidim. But the Tanna Kamma is saying, as far as Rochel, it doesn't make a difference. Either way, Rochel remains mutter to Moshe. The Ka'omale, Rabbi Yossi, now Rabbi Yossi is responding to that and he's saying no. Alpi based in the Poisavai Da'acherim, in the case where she remarried based on permission from based in, namely where there was one aid, where now Leah becomes also to her husband David, Poisavai Da'asmai, then in that case, that trigger is that Rochel becomes also to Moshe, even though otherwise she would have been Motor to him. Alpi Aidim, but on the other hand, if Leah was remarried based on two Aidim, the Aidim Poisavai Da'acherim, where we're saying, Reb Shimon had said that she's not also to her husband, Aidim Poisavai Da'asmai, then she's not also to her husband either. So that would be what Rabbi Yossi means. So now we understand both halves of Rabbi Yossi's statement. He's saying that the question of whether Rochel is going to be mutter to her husband or not is going to depend on the question of whether Leah is mutter to her husband or not, and the case is going to be one aid versus two aid. That's one explanation. Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha on the La'olam HaSefer. Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha says that actually Rabbi Yossi's statement can refer to the Sefer, namely on Mishnah and Dachad Galad. So the part over here in point that says Hodin Nosiv Ashes Gisoy, but Hodin Nosiv Arusas Gisoy, Rashi says that doesn't belong in the Gemara over here. He says, Einodim Yochala Amida, how can you explain that? Well, what's the difference whether we married Ashes or Arusas Gisoy? So Rashi takes out those words. On the other hand, there's Agoy Sabach on the side that gives a long new Gisoy in the Gemara that actually does justify it. That the Tanna Kamma would be saying there's no difference, and Rabbi Yossi would be saying that there is a difference between whether she's an Ashes, whether they're fully married, or whether there's an Arusa. So, the case would be, Hoda Avi Arusasi Begisai, Hoda Avi Ishti Begisai. So starting first with Rashi, where we have the part in parenthesis out, so the difference is, what was Rochel to Moshe at the time when they left? Was she only his Arusa, or was she actually his wife? The Ka'ama Tanna Kamma, Loishna Ishte V'Gisoy, the Loishna Arusasi V'Gisoy. The Tanna Kamma would be saying, doesn't matter whether Rochel was fully married to Moshe or whether they had only done Avosin. Either way, Eishes Gisei Asira V'Ishvei Shalya. Either way, Leah is going to become also to her husband as a result of all of this, because as usual, it's the case where a woman remarried based on evidence that her husband was dead. And now it turns out her husband is alive. And therefore, so it doesn't matter whether Rochel was an Arusa or an Asura. Eishes Gisei Asira, Ve'ishvei Shalya. Either way, Rochel will be mutter to Moshe. V'ka'omale Rabbi Yossi. So now Rabbi Yossi is saying, Ishvei V'Gisei, when it comes to that he was fully married to Rochel, and you also have, and there's David also involved, Delech Lameh Matzna Havale the Nisuin, we're there when it comes to Nisuin, you can never say, nobody's ever going to say that there was a T'nai in Nisuin. As we discussed the other day, according to some opinions, there can't even be a T'nai in Nisuin, and according to some other opinions, there could, but it's very uncommon. So therefore, De'en Poisalai De'acher. So we're not passing based on somebody else, because in other words, nobody's going to think that he was actually ever legally married to Leah, because after all, everybody knows that he was legally married to Rochel, fully married, and everybody knows that Achos Ishta is Osir. So when it turns out that Rochel was alive after all, nobody's going to think that he legally married Leah. So therefore, he's not passing. So there, and we're saying, So therefore he's not passeling the Leah to her husband, ain't a posel I'd ask mo, then he's not passeling him his own wife either. On the other hand, Arusa saving you, so when it comes to it, Rochel was his own Arusa, the Iklamemits, no Habalevi Kedushin, where people might misunderstand and think that Leah is in fact legally married to him, because they're gonna think the Kedushin that he had with Rochel were only Al Tanai and they never actually took effect. So therefore he was fully legally married to Leah, and the result is that the question basically comes down to, does he have to give Leah a get? If we say that there's a possibility that people are gonna know that he was never married to Leah, that means there's no reason for him to have to give Leah a get. On the other hand, in the case where Rochel was an Arusa, he's going to have to give, as a result of all this, he's going to have to give Leah a get, because people are going to think that he was actually legally married to Leah. So therefore, he passes Leah to her husband with that. Then Rabbi Yossi is saying that in that case, Rochel is also to him. So now, again, when you have the part, Eishes Gisei and Arusas Gisei, so Rashi takes that out. So now the part that we had in parenthesis, Eishes Gisei versus Arusas Gisei, again, Rashi takes that out, but Agos Habach keeps it in and says that actually you could say the same thing applies. You could talk about as far as Leah with David. Was Leah only Arusa to David, or was she in fact Nesua to him? Where again, if she was only Arusa to him, people may think that she wasn't fully married, because there was a tnai in it, as opposed to where there was nisuin, then you can't say that. Then obviously they were fully married. So according to Agos Habach, we actually have two different lashonis in the Gemara over here. Anyway, so that would be says Rabbi Yitzchok Napa, what Rabbi Yossi means that when he talks about poislai de'achirim and poislai de'atzmai. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Kerav Yosi. So the Halacha is like Rav Yosi in our Mishnah. Now, which version of Rav Yosi that you have, that we can't be sure. Is it according to Rav Ami's version, or is it according to, Rav Yitzchok Nafa's version? We don't know. So Maskif Rav Yosi, for me, Amar Shmuel Hachi, we start with the assumption that Shmuel is talking according to Rav Yitzchok Nafa's version. So did Shmuel in fact say that? Well, Itma Yuvama, Rab Amar Harei Ke'eshes Ish, when it comes to a Yavama, Rab says she's considered like an Eishes Ish, or Shmuel Amar ain't a Eishes Ish, and Shmuel says that not. And the Amar of Huna, so Rav Huna says, what's the scenario? What are we talking about? Because when Shekidish Ochavis Ish, Isha, suppose that his brother was Makadish a woman. There you have this diagram 207 at the bottom of the page. So his brother Shimon was Makadish a woman. And then Shimon went overseas. The Shama Shemes Ochiv. And then he hears that Shimon died, but Amar v'nasa es ishtoi, and Reuven then goes and marries Miriam. The Rab Amar Harei Ke'eshes Ish v'asura l'yavam. So Rab says she's considered like an Eishes Ish, and therefore she's also to the Yavam. So now, Rashi actually explains that the Yavam over here, Rashi learns that the word Yavam doesn't mean the regular sense of Yavam. It means, in other words, once she married the one brother, then the other one, in effect, becomes a Yavam to her. Other Rishonim bring something from Rabbeinu Hananel that no, we're talking about a regular case of Yibum. So we're talking about that he thought he was doing Yibum, and Rab's saying she's also to him. Or Shmuel ain't a Keishas Ish for Shari. Shmuel says she's not considered like an Eishas Ish, so she's Mutter to the first one, because people know that it was all based on a mistake. So in other words, if he hadn't married her, then everybody would agree that she's mutter to the first one. Everybody knows that if he divorced her, she wouldn't marry his brother. But if it was Makadish her, then Rab is saying she's considered like an Eishes Ish, where now she becomes Osir to her husband, and she's also to both of them, including the first one, who now in effect is her Yavam. Whereas Shmuel says that no, Kedushin is not enough to trigger that. So we see that Shmuel holds that Kedushin is not enough to trigger an Isser in that case. So how could he be saying like Rabbi Yitzchok Napa, saying the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that even Kedushin are enough to trigger such an Isser? Okay, but how do you know when Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, he's referring to Rabbi Yitzchok Napa's understanding of Rabbi Yossi? Maybe he's referring to Rav Ami's understanding of Rav Yosi. And in that case, the question of whether there was Eidosin involved or not is not really relevant at all. And the Gemara continues, even if you say that he is referring to the Yitzchok Nachla's version, and he's going to say there's a difference between Eidosin and Nisuin, how do we know that Shmuel is saying the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi as far as the part where Rabbi Yossi says that when he passels one, he passels the other? The Duma at Eine Posel, maybe he's saying the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi only in the case where he's not passeling. In other words, again, we said Rabbi Yossi had said two parts of his statement, and according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, we're distinguishing between whether there was Eirusin or whether there was Nisuin involved. So maybe Shmuel is telling us that only in the case of Nisuin, where Rabbi Yossi agrees that that Leah is not becoming also to her husband, then he's saying Rachel doesn't become also to him either. But how do we know? He's saying also that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi in the first half of the statement, which Tosfos says it's a doichet to say that, but on the other hand, the fact is that it's all predicated on the idea that we said before. Rabbi Amnuna had said that if Yavama is Mizana, then she becomes also to her Yavam, and the halacha is not like that. So therefore, the Gemara would rather not have to use that. Another possibility is, how do you know that what Rav Huna is saying is that? How do we know that what Rav Huna is saying is correct? How do we know that what Rav Huna is saying is correct? That we're talking about that kiddush ochavas isha. Then you have the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Maybe duma less of the Rav Huna klal. Maybe we don't accept what Rav Huna says at all. Or we did Rav Huna tamufi. Maybe the machlokes between Rav Yosi and the Chachamim is regarding Rav Huna's din. The Amr Rav Huna Shemeres Yavam Prizinta Asur LeYavama. Where Rav Huna says, as we said before, that a Shemeres Yavam was Mizana is also to her Yavama. The Rav Amar Harei Keishes Ish Mufsel LeBusmus. So Rav would mean that a Yavama is like an Eishes Ish in the sense that Zlus spousals her. Or Shmuel Amar Ena Keishes Ish Glo Mufsel LeBusmus. And Shmuel would say that. Not, but and so maybe that's what Shmuel means when he says that halacha is like a list. The inami the kedushin toifus in the yavama committee. Also, the machlokas might be about whether kedushin or toifus in a yavama. The rabba mahari keishes ish v'leitatsi b'kedushin or Shmuel ma'ena keishes ish v'tatsi b'kedushin. Where we said before that there's machlokas about whether kedushin or toifus in a yavama l'shuk. So maybe that's what Rab and Shmuel are talking about. So Moses has pointed that last one. We don't need that. They already argued about that point one time. And the answer is, according to that, we could say they said one statement, and from it we inferred the other one. So not necessarily would we say that that Shmuel's statement about Yavama, has anything to do with the two understandings of Rav Yossi. So we don't know for sure whether Shmuel's statement, that halacha is like Rav Yossi, bears on any of this, and therefore, so it could be, we could understand it like Rav Ami, we could understand it like Rav Yitzchak Nafka, and in practice, then the poskim paskin that we have to be choshish for both of them, and therefore, in both cases, she's going to be also. So, in short, any time when Leah is married, whether it was Eirusin, whether it was Nisuin, when Rachel was married, whether it was Eirusin, whether it's Nisuin, either way, if Leah is also to her husband, then Rachel is also to hers. And that's the last comment.